Now, looking at this idea with having Ausland interpreters at live music gigs, just how old is this idea? Has this been going on for very long?
In Australia, actually, no. It hasn't been going on for a terribly long time. In America, it's very commonplace. So obviously, we would like to try and provide the same experience for deaf people in Australia that their counterparts in America enjoy on a frequent basis.
Do you do some of these gigs yourself, Linda?
I do.
What kind of reception have you actually gotten from some hearing impaired individuals to seeing somebody who can actually communicate in their own language at these gigs?
The response has always been incredibly positive. It enables, because hearing loss varies amongst deaf people, it enables some deaf people who enjoy music to get a greater insight into what lyrics actually are. And for those deaf people who have a profound hearing loss, it gives them exposure to the music, which is obviously a really beneficial thing for them.
Just how tricky is it to actually interpret, sometimes very fast-paced lyrics into Ausland?
I have to say that it is incredibly difficult. It requires a whole lot of preparation from each interpreter who interprets live music. It's a skill set that's very specialised, and I think people would be quite surprised at the amount of time that it takes to interpret one song.
Are there any gigs in particular you've had to go along to and really struggle to prepare?
I don't think it's really helpful for us if we get some insight from the artists themselves as to the intent of their music, because Ausland isn't a direct translation of English. So we look for meaning. So sometimes that means encapsulating the whole, say, verse of a song in a different way than it's actually sung to get the intent, but we follow the beat with our movement. So, I can't give you a one-off. I think they're all pretty complex.
Well, looking at that kind of preparation that it takes in order to cover even just one musical artist set, we obviously have a great deal of live music gigs here in Sydney. This kind of push to see more Ausland interpreters at this kind of gig, just how much effort is that actually going to take? How much of a push is that going to take?
Well, it's been quite challenging to break into the music scene, to be honest. But I think once artists experience the value of including deaf people in their tours, in their gigs, it's of great value. It means they broaden their scope and their target audience as well. I think that people are becoming much more receptive to having interpreters at live music gigs.
You know, we see a lot of conversation around, making spaces more inclusive. And often when we talk about making spaces more inclusive, we do talk about different cultures, different sexualities and gender identities and the like. Do you think there's more of a conversation to be had around accessibility when it comes to making sure, spaces are available to people with hearing impairments or sight impairments or other sort of, disabilities?
I think that that conversation is an ongoing conversation. I think to make things accessible to everybody is really what people should endeavour to do. I think that that conversation will always be an ongoing conversation.
So looking to the future, what would you like to see happening with Ausland Stage Left?
Ausland Stage Left has a great history. It has a 10-year history thus far of making theatre events, live music events, public events accessible to deaf people. We would like to obviously, and we're nationwide, so we would like to grow that access and especially in the live music scene, enable deaf people to be able to access, along with their peers, their family, go to a concert, experience the magic of a concert with everybody else.